Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cain. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sugar Cain. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Wilson. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal strikes out. There goes Radcliffe. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with McNair covering, for the out. Appling moves to third. Hayes moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber bunts towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kane. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Wilson. Appling moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Werber. Appling scores. Hayes moves to third. Dykes moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Werber. Hayes scores. Dykes moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Sugarcane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0-for-1 in the game. Kane bunts towards first. Fox fields it and throws to home to get Dykes. Sewell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to third. Kane moves to second. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Sewell scores. Kane moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Mulhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Kane scores. Radcliffe moves to third. Rosenthal moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe scores. Rosenthal scores. Haas moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sugarcane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0-for-2 in the game. Kane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. Cook hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bonura hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 2 in the game. Manish hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Appling hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hayes hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish who is chasing the ball. Dykes reaches third base with a triple. Hayes scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dykes scores. Two outs. It's 9-1, White Sox. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0-for-3 in the game. Kane takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kane moves to third. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to second. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball towards center. Rosenthal catches it and throws to first to double up Farrell. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bonura hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Appling hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-3 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got three RBIs. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-3 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.